Well, hello, and welcome to another day of First Steps Daily Devotions. We're so excited you've started to follow Jesus, and we hope that these devotions will help you on your way with the amazing adventure that you've stepped into. So the truth that we're talking about today is that you have direct access to God. What an amazing truth, the fact that it allows us to approach God with confidence. I think of Batman TV show. They used to have, you know, the bat phone, and it was a direct call to Batman. Well, we have something way, way better than that, and which is direct access to God, which is amazing. And each of us, those in Christ, you have it. You have full and complete access to God. See, Ephesians 2:17 says this: He came and preached, which means Jesus. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Wow, this is an amazing scripture that helps us see so much. So that he is Jesus, of course. And he preached peace to those who were far away and peace to those who were near, because through him, meaning Jesus, we both have access to the Father, those who were far away and those who were near. So consequently, you're no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of his household. So let's talk first about no longer foreigners and strangers. See, for it to be no longer, it means at one point we were. Which means apart from Christ, we're foreigners and strangers. We're not connected. We don't have access. But because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross and our belief in him, we now are no longer foreigners and strangers. I can't help but think of what it's like to be a foreigner or a stranger. You know, I've had the privilege multiple times of traveling outside the United States to other countries, down in Mexico, in Africa, and in other places as well. But one of the things I've noticed is when you're a foreigner or a stranger to a group of people, to a situation, whatever it is, man, it's a little awkward. It seems like everyone else knows what's happening. You don't understand the language. You don't know what to expect. You don't know the customs. You don't know what the rules or regulations are. Some places you go, they drive on the other side of the road. They have different laws. And so it just creates this awkward dynamic of, it's just awkward. It leaves you always wondering. But praise be to God that we are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people. And I love how Ephesians 2 says, but fellow citizens with God's people. So we are citizens of heaven. So no longer are we citizens of the earth, we're citizens of heaven. We belong to a greater place than where we are currently. So we're fellow citizens with God, and I love how it brings it even further. He says, and also members of his household. So if you think about this, if you think about foreigners and strangers, if you think about citizens, and then you think members of the household. See, foreigners and strangers might not know where, quote unquote, God lives. You know, unless someone tells them. And a citizen may know where he lives, but he lives in the town. He's just a citizen of the kingdom, if you will. But being members of his household changes everything, because now you have access. You're a son or daughter. You're members of the household. Who lives in the house? Well, I know with me, it's my wife. It's my five kids. These are the members of my household. And it's amazing to me that because of what Jesus did on that cross and what he did, we are now members of his household. So we're sons and daughters. Well, think about this for a moment. If I put foreigner or a stranger up against my son, we'll use Josiah as an instant, what access does a foreigner have over Josiah? He doesn't. As a matter of fact, Josiah has a key to the house. Josiah has access to food and everything that's in there. Josiah has the ability to do what he wants and to talk to me and to come into my room and with his brothers and sisters. A foreigner doesn't get that, or a stranger doesn't get that, not even a citizen. I mean, another citizen of the United States has the ability to access the things that my son does. There's a lot they can access, but not to the degree of my son. And so for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, our direct access is also that we are members of his household. So I remember growing up, and when there were questions I had for my dad, I would just go ask him, whether if I wanted to go somewhere, or if I needed some money for, you know, the mall, or whatever it was before me. Because I am a member of the household, I wasn't afraid to ask my dad. I just went up and asked him. So I could approach him with confidence. And it's the same with God. You have, because you're in Christ, you have the opportunity to approach him with confidence. Why? Because you're a member of his household. And you didn't declare that. He did. He's the one, through his word, that said that you are also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. So you have all the rights and the access and the privilege of a member of his household. Well, just to make sure, let me read a couple other passages for you. So in Ephesians 3:12, it says, "In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence." So when we go to the Lord in prayer, when it's this situation that we want to bring up, it should be done with freedom, and it should be done with confidence. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." We can approach him with confidence again. And then Hebrews 10:19, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus." It's that confidence. You can enter into his presence having full access because you're a son or daughter. Listen to Galatians 4:6. "Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, 'Abba, Father.'" Listen to this. "So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir." Man, this just keeps getting better and better. So we're no longer foreigners. We're no longer strangers. We're not just citizens. We're actually members of his household. And what does that look like? It's a child. It's a son or a daughter. And also, if you're a son or a daughter, you're also an heir to an inheritance. Wow, that's an amazing truth. So when we approach God in prayer, in consideration, in the way that he sees us, let's make sure we make that shift to, I'm a son or a daughter, and I have the full rights of his kids when I get to spend time with him or talk to him. We are no longer a slave. We're not a foreigner. We're not a stranger. And we're not just a citizen, but God's child. I hope this truth encourages you to approach him with confidence and freedom, to realize that he loves you tremendously, and he delights in having you come to him. Have a great day.